You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Drea from Booger Money on her way. She's got a lot to talk about. She is traveling right now, hopefully very safely, on her way to the station. She'll be here shortly. But while we wait for her, we got a couple announcements to make. First of all, the Granite State episode is out now. LFODradio.com. Check that out. Doug York swung through. He was here, and we discussed what it was like in the 7 years in between albums for him, how things have changed, and what it means to name your album a Tribe Called 30. It's a decade that's often ignored in music, and he's trying to shed some light. It's a dope project. He sent it over to me. A lot of gems. I think he says at one point, I might have didn't mean to lose you, but I'm talking to the older you. So basically, there's some good stuff in there. Check it out. A Tribe Called 30, Granite State. You can learn more about that at LFODradio.com. The SoundCloud is on fire. SoundCloud/LFOD. That's where you can hear all the ciphers. Rex, Time and Lap, Alumni Cipher, etc., etc. All our likes get put in a little playlist there. We repost dope records. There's a New England hip hop playlist and phone interviews, which, you know, they're a little less in depth. We don't play music, so those are up there too. Twitter at @LiveFreeODRadio. Everything else at @LFODRadio. We do not have a guest next week, so submissions at LFODRadio.com. Send in clean records so we can play those. Producers, send us beats. Number of reasons. One, we play them in the background while we're talking. Two, we are bringing back the Alumni Cipher series this July, and we need records to rhyme on. If you don't know what that is, basically every MC who has been through here in the past has the opportunity to come on and rhyme live on air over your beats. So it's very dope. It's a good way to make some connections and build this network stronger than ever. Speaking of building networks, we have a show June 16th, 2016 at the Middle East. A bunch of artists we rock with that have been through here in the past. And by a bunch, I mean only three, because no one wants to hear 20 hip-hop acts in a row on a Thursday night. It's three, it's tight, it's Rec Shop Movement, Tim Nyan, and Ray L, DJ Poppy Laced, hosted by Champ Chuck, Flyer by Casso, very dope. Drea herself is involved slightly. We will talk about that when she's back. And we're going to play some music right now, though. Granite State, like I said, that podcast is up now, LFODRadio.com. This is a song off that. It's their second single. It's called Can't Wait. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
They say nothing is more powerful than a changed mind. Well, I changed mine. Listen. Looking around this empty room for inspiration. I close my eyes and find my focal point of motivation. The mind is fascinating, but what a space to master. How do we capture our own image of what we after? Life's moving faster, we ain't young forever. But still I rock it well, held like a vintage sweater. Whatever's clever, just hand me the mic, and I'ma show you young bloods how we doing it right. While you waiting for your light to switch, I'm balls deep in this if. Shifting through gears, trying to find fit. I hope these tires grip, racing to qualify. Feel like I'm Nicki Lauda, I got that fire inside. I'm borderline insane, I'm going up in flames. The odds against me in this game, but I won't complain. I'm reconditioning my brain, keep an eye on me, kid. Even my own friends no longer recognize me.
Ride around town, watch the time fly. Until that plane touched down, I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to play it safe. Life ain't perfect, I made my fair share of mistakes. I got what I wanted, then I let the shit go to waste. I didn't want the whole cake, I just wanted a taste. Finally on the right track and felt like slamming the bricks. I mean, who does that?
let it go like fuck that. Now I'm drinking by myself, trying to bring that buzz back, trying to bring that love back. A buzz, a beat, or upset, cause I don't want regrets when I ride off in that sunset. Seen too many people try and fail, get close and then they bail, trying to catch a second wind but couldn't operate the sails. Young 30s and still don't give a fuck, right? What doesn't kill you is supposed to make you tough, right? It's getting tough, right? The bills are coming in, the money's going out, and I can feel my head spinning. Where does the time go? You praying for the main stage, before you know it, you settling for the side. We all ride around town, watch the time fly until that plane touchdown. I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to play it safe. We all ride around town, watch the time fly until that plane touchdown. I can't wait. I got too much on my plate, can't spin the right combination to play it safe. Yeah, the grass is always greener till you gotta mow that ish. A dream is everything until you gotta hold that ish. I feel so far no matter how close I get. I'm sick of life and trying to coast through it. And we all in the same boat, watching as the time go. But some people live fast while other people die slow. I swear this shit is by design though. I made my mind up to take it, sick of waiting in that line, so
transforming like Bruce Jenner, but not genders. I can't pretend to be something I'm not to pay the rent. It's the reason why my pen hits the blue line and rhymes. Somehow I travel on this track till I'm out of time. I disregard signs, I find to be my inner doubt. I listen to my intuition and we ride it out. This infinite amounts of struggle that we go through. So few take it as a blessing like we supposed to. To me, I view an obstacle as opportunity, cause either I'm gaining or growing through pains like puberty. It all like nudity, but never says out. Cause rappers like window shopping in a glass house. We all know what you about soon as the beat drops. We more concerned with how you box, not some cheap shots. You see the differences like Reebok to Nike. And me, I just do it with everything inside of me,
They tryna pick up where I left off. I ain't left nothing. I'm right forever, righteous, clever. Somehow stay involved with all the right endeavors. And I'm like, whatever. Jealous cause my driver's better. Take me over mountains, my forecast show I'ma climb it. Whether the odds are against me or they stacked in my favor, scholar camaraderie's with me. It's automatic, they hate us because we hunt when we hungry. We don't wait for a cater. When we see it, we get it and say no, no to a favor. You put your hand out for one, it becomes chubs in that gator. You lose your hand at that moment. That's Luke Skywalker and Saber. And all my mom and my father, man, I'ma get to this paper. And all my sisters and brothers, our house won't have any neighbors. I never got what I wanted, but had Nintendo and Sega. You all just open up doors. I do impressions of Kramer. I make crowds put hands together. Is that applauding or prayer? Either way, things ain't never been as clear. What I'm looking in,
I'm just trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
Did this work all on my lonely. I ain't had none of my homies. Thought that they would have my back since Tommy and Dino Spumoni. Now I have to lay the smack it down on all of these jabronis. Don't associate with phony. What my grandmama had told me, James synonymous with real. You ain't never seen LBS. Never seen LBS getting back for the move. That's birth control. I ain't killed in them situations we live in. And even your family changed color. Seen that live with Aunt Vivian. I got nothing to lose with a whole lot to gain. Y'all
pray for bigger targets. I'm perfecting my aim. I invest in this business. Y'all invest in the chain. No situation at this table if you got nothing to bring. I'm losing friends in my mental from sacrifices I'm making because I'm focused on working. Man, there's no time to get faded. The most close-minded of people be the ones that strip you naked. Feel that hatred. Things ain't never been as clear. When I'm looking at
I'm just
man.
Trying to get this paper. Ain't got time to pick up phones. Put away all of my childish things. A nigga close to grown. Had obsessions buying sneakers. Now I'm trying to buy a home. Used to always say I'm bored, but now a nigga need a clone. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own. I'm just grinding on my own. Do my dirt all on my own. I'm just shining on my own. Get this work all on my own.
City was show me boss. I'm riding old school and my dick is overalls. Find a new style and hope this sound don't piss Nola off. This nigga hit me, say I gotta lay it over. Cross the bridge, mad as shit, and I ain't completely sober. About to kill these niggas, man, they all mediocre. Looking at legendary, straight in the grill, and you ain't know it. Way back, gun in my lap, but wasn't raised like that. When Kenna Murray's our heads, like how you get waves like that. And Andrea from Jane City used to braid mine back. Hit the studio with Frontline, record by 8-9 tracks. You get a job or you trap, cause everybody rapping. Got a motherfucking scheme with no marketing dough. And see, we all desire royalty and seek loyalty. But real, it's hard to find Tommy Martin and Cole. The streets crazy, that's why we like everybody. Some days I wanna change the world and love everybody. Chap, you on, dawg, why you act so nonchalantly? Yeah, and it's for all them days they tried to down me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah. You mean I ain't sacrificed? I died in my mind and hopped on stage in my afterlife. I told my homeboy, do you good to drive? But that was bad advice. All I remember is Parmesan and flashing lights. And there's a price for a peace of mind. I spend every dime. I'm homemade moonshine, boy, I get better with time. Flew West Coast, LA to get signed. Got passed up on. Well, I guess they declined. In a way, I was on a plane, found out my uncle passed. I'm like, man, this ain't real. Too many headaches in this game. I need a pain pill coming from down east. Ain't too many dreams that came real. Get locked up, spots get shot up, you know the same spill. Yeah, that's why we like everybody. I later probably get a deal and plug everybody. Yeah, I'm talking throwing with hell of a party. We all need a hero, maybe one day I'll be that somebody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they'll feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about me. Maybe they'll feel me when I'm cruising in that Maserati, hanging out the window, screaming loud, everybody. Yeah. So they expect me to brawl in the gunfight with my bare hands. This ain't fair, man, you crazy dog. You think that I am losing? This is my contribution. Riding through campus, dumb brain from my honor student. This shit reaching, dog. Get them a rope, they need. Give them some hope, maybe Olivia Pope. I'm thinking stadiums, a million a show. And bring the whole hood with me, dog. It's just how I go, you know. Yeah, I don't know why they ain't heard about a nigga. Yeah, I be steady sipping par, roll up in a swisher. Yeah, I'm hanging out the window of the Maserati. Everybody,
Live Free or Die Radio. We are back in the building. That was Ron Beatty with Heard About Me. And Priscilla.
Yeah.
He's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
New Bern. Bird. New Bern.
That's what's
up. Ron Beatty. That's an interesting story behind that song. He sent it in, and we said, listen, he sent it. We did a tweet on air. We're like, listen, you get your record in before the end of the program. We'll play it. No questions asked. If it's good, we'll keep playing it. If it's bad, we're going to get you. And his manager sent it right in. We played it. We had a bunch of guests on. It was a standing ovation. So Ron Beatty heard about me. I think he's down in Atlanta now, though. But
you said what?
I think he's in Atlanta now.
Oh. But still, North Carolina represent.
Yeah, right. Good record. Before that, Latrell James with On My Own. And we kicked it off with Granite State, Can't Wait. Now, you were just in North Carolina.
Yes, I was. I was in Durham, a.k.a. Bull City.
Yeah? You go to a game?
No,
you had something better going on, right?
I definitely did. I got to witness Anderson .Paak, Kamasi Washington, Thundercat. I got to witness the internet all on one stage. It was an amazing experience. I can't forget about Rap City, even Heather Victoria. Got to witness a couple of new artists. Great experience. Art of Cool Festival is definitely where it's at. And an infusion of jazz and modern day music. And got to witness a lot of, and meet a lot of dope people.
The Great Art of Cool. Experience. You're glowing. Yes. You're fired up about it.
It's because of the event. I'm trying to tell you. It was amazing. Yeah.
And you brought the weather back with you, too.
I did bring the sun. You guys are welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Spring never would have happened, you know.
If I'd never went back. But it was an amazing experience. I definitely recommend that a lot of people just kind of go outside of Boston just to go and visit different festivals just to get the atmospheres. Like, I know the BAMS Fest is coming up in Boston, which is a pretty dope thing to look forward to. But until then, I think that a lot of people should definitely experience other festivals.
Yeah, you can't expect them all to come to you, which is kind of what's, you know, cities are starting to set up so they have that one, you know, festival lineup that sort of seems to travel and play every festival. But you just listed a bunch of people that don't do that. So that's cool that they created a unique one of their own down there. Right. And we'll have some unique ones up here, but you definitely, it's worth the trip, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. And every festival has like their own like niche.
Yeah.
That they do. Like Afropunk is known for, you know, the hippies, Afrofuturistic type of people. And then you have Broccoli Fest, who caters to the environment, helping the environment in some sort. Then there's Brooklyn Hip Hop Festival, which is like raw hip hop. And then you have Art of Cool down south, or One Music Fest in Atlanta, which they all have their own different vibes. And Coachella, of course, in South by Southwest. But they all cater to like, they all cater to the same crowd but offer something different.
Right.
There's not too many festivals. So if there's something that you want to see, you know, and you want to be able to build a festival together, do it.
Like, you're forgetting the New England Hardcore Metal Festival.
Oh, yeah, that, which I've never been to.
Huge, huge. Well, I mean, it has nothing to do with hip-hop, so.
Oh.
But, that's, festivals are great. I haven't been to, I want to go to more this year, for sure.
We should
go to
Afropunk in July.
We should. They should give us some press passes.
Know what you gotta do.
I do. I do know what I have to do. whatever you people are thinking on the air, it's not that. It's something much different. So we got Drea on her way.
Yeah.
She's about 7 minutes away. So who was the standout? We'll talk about Art of Cool for a bit and then we'll play a little bit of music.
That's
and bring
cool.
her up. Who was the standout for you?
Ooh, Anderson .Paak did freaking amazing. By the way, he's coming into Boston in June. So if you have never seen or heard of Anderson .Paak, this is what I'm giving you guys homework. Like, look him up, just one song. I'll even give you a song. Anderson .Paak, The Waters. The video in itself.
BJ.
Featuring BJ the Chicago Kid. The video itself should like draw you in.
If you don't know who one of them is, you're really out of loop with a lot of different things.
Get on. Let me teach you.
Oh, please.
So Anderson .Paak is from California.
Okay.
And Dr. Dre, not only did Dr. Dre and Knife Wonder produce his album, but he had a lot of like, not, and I feel like him as an artist, he's very unique. He's very different. His sound is very different. And he's Korean and mixed with black, which is pretty freaking dope. But just as an artist himself, is just amazing. And then him live is even better. He sounds Exactly.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Like his actual sound. So,
does he ad-lib? Like, I feel like he'd be the type of dude to kind of change lyrics, change flows, like kind of... Does he just vibe up
there?
Yeah,
well... Yeah, that, and then his dance was pretty dope, and then of course he got to hit the yes, Lord. Like, that's just always pretty dope.
Oh man, you are loving it, Anderson.
And of course, Kamasi Washington. I don't really go to a lot of band concerts, and the only band concert that I've been to was Corey Henry's band. But Kamasi Washington, Corey Henry used to play with Snarky Puppy. Snarky Puppy is known for, like, their sound. They're pretty dope.
I don't know.
But Kamasi Washington played with Lauryn Hill. He's played with a lot of the greats. And he's, like, this huge saxophonist. And he's freaking amazing. And just to witness him and his band was just a changing experience. So keep in mind, Articool is jazz and then, of course, modern day music.
There's
so.
Nothing like a live band.
Yeah.
As much as I love hip-hop shows, with a live band, you can do... I can't think of the words for it, but you can ride the music with swells and stuff.
Yeah.
You can change what is the word for louder, softer. You can change
tone, volume.
No. Jeez, complete blank. But you know, hip hop, you have the one beat.
Yeah.
The whole way. But you have the band. You can dynamics.
Okay.
You can change the dynamics. You can get soft. You can get loud. Pianissimo, fortissimo. Mm. You know. You can switch it up. You can ad lib a bit, you know.
Yeah.
Play a solo.
Dope. I got onto some new bands, too. So there's this band called Cows Eat Grass.
Yeah.
They're freaking dope.
They do.
They're freaking dope.
Yeah?
No, but that's what the band is called, Cows Eat Grass. They're dope. Moonchild. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
Dope. Beast. Who is what? The lead rapper is actually a professor at UNC Chapel Hill, which is pretty dope.
That's pretty sick.
I got onto some new bands, which is pretty awesome.
Well, we'll have to talk about them in a bit. Let's. Dre is downstairs. We're gonna go get her, but we gotta play some Anderson. We've been talking about this. Are we gonna play my jam?
Yeah.
She can't dance.
And We have to teach them how to dance, you guys, because this
if
song
you can't
says something
dance,
about.
Ooh, I don't
you
know about
dance.
You. I don't
so,
know about
this
you.
This is Anderson .Paak. Am I wrong?
Voila. Coming out to play. Nothing more that I hate in this life. The wrong impression, I only have one to make. You can open your palm, waiting to catch a break. The cards will fall where they may. And what about me? I believe in fate. Huh. They wanna know where I'll be in 5. What about today? What about tonight? Only one at a time. So precious. It's yours, it's mine. Only one at a time. My life. My life. Yeah. Am I wrong to assume if she can't dance, then she can't ooh? Yeah. Am I wrong to say, if she can't dance, then she can't, ooh, hey, I never wanna waste your time, my life, so precious, is yours, is mine, and look at the time, my God, so precious, is yours, is mine, only one at a time, so precious. Is yours, is mine, only one at a time. My life, my life, yeah.
Spells around the clock, dance around the globe, disco 54. I stare at you in the eyes, spin you on your toes. Music and music without song.
some more, we rest and encore. Break you off in your Kit Kat cat. Never seen no one this gorgeous. Pay your whole damn mortgage. But when you look at the time, hey, still you the one on the mind, hey, still you the topic of the prime, hey. Thank God that it's Friday. Tonight is be the life of the party. It's nothing to me. Get up and move your feet.
I never wanna waste your time. My life so precious is yours, is mine. And look at the time. My God, so precious is yours.
Just free your mind. That's the weapon. The world you can't be shit. Your expression.
Yeah, I need extra help when I express myself. Come on, so you should come along with your sexy self. And I can only imagine how your ex has felt. She can't keep her pants on, she need an extra belt. Bending corners in my black jeans, look at me creep. Thick and blow body soap that look like mistake. Your technique's kinda unique, it's easy to slay. And it's easy to get me hard, cause your rivers is deep. How you doing? Monumental. Your sexual confidence is confidential. You sit behind the desk and cross your legs and hold the pencil. Never tell it to the cause I know they peep potential. Please believe, I want you in a special way. If your body is a temple, here's a special place. No haste, no waste, less on case. And I don't need to go fast to express the way.
This for my sexy ladies, independent. From all around the world.
Was not impenetrable. I ain't talking touching genitals like most men would do. You're trying to reach your pinnacle. You're so non-typical. Sexual individual who's one with a spiritual. Yeah, you bought your bitch, you gotta love it. Most complaining, never got the guts to rise above it. Explain how it is, how you does it, how you does it. Stress, they retain like a case of bad luggage. Yeah, high self and high esteem. Plus you got to add, it's gotta rare. You entice these. They trying to steal your heart, you got it locked. They ain't got keys. They want to beat the box. You tell them not, nah, it's not free.
Yeah,
it breathe. It's submissive with some solid traditions. In my opinion, see the difference. They can't finish your sentences. They just... You out the ordinary. This is my commentary to get you laid out on my itinerary.
This for my sexy ladies, independent. From all around the world, I love sexy women, yeah. And all my beautiful ladies, I love what you're doing. And when you hear this song,
those words effectively,
and move that body sexually. Come on, move, come on, move,
yeah. Use those words effectively,
and move that body sexually. Come on, move, girl, come on, move, girl.
And release that stress, and you will be free to live a life filled with love, no misery. And you will be healed by love so easily, and float in the clouds above so peacefully. But first you gotta show me what you feeling right now. Be transparent so I can see clearly, just like I'm speaking right now. I know you hear me, even though I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking clearly. And I write what I feel, that's why they fear me. I just need space to express, so I don't care if they cheer me. I hope you're hearing this lesson, cause I'm explaining the theory of how to clearly express everything that you are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Slum Village, Expressive, featuring BJ, the Chicago Kid.
Love that song.
I can never work it into playlists, but luckily we just played that Anderson .Paak. We just said you better know BJ too. Now you know BJ. Drea.
Yo.
Drea is here.
In the building.
I made it. I maybe ran some red lights. I won't tell you the license plate number, but I'm here.
Booger money.
Booger money. We've arrived. What's going on?
You met Priscilla downstairs.
Yes. The gorgeous right. Priscilla in thank the flesh. You.
Everyone here is beautiful. It's radio.
Yes, this is true. This is true.
We're all wearing, we're just glowing.
Right. It's brilliant.
Booger money.
Booger yeah. money.
I like the shirt.
Thank you.
When are we going to get our shirts?
Yeah, so I'm
good question. Right into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm hoping to launch a little bit of an e-commerce store starting with these crew necks by midsummer. So that'll be out for everybody. Price point will be good. It'll be decent. Won't be too crazy. Won't break the bank. But you got to invest in yourself, right? Yeah, so you got to make sure you're
hear what she said, out. Though? She's learning fast. When do we get ours?
They want theirs. Are you guys coming to the boogie brunch or what?
Yes.
Is that a question?
I mean, look, if you're going to be at the boogie brunch, then it's only fair that you get a crew neck.
Beautiful. We know the game.
Yes.
Well, tell us about the brunch coming up.
Yeah, for sure. First of all, thank you guys for having me. LFOD Radio is definitely one of my favorites. Sam, you know, you've been amazing, so I'm really excited to be here. Appreciate the invite. The Boogie Brunch is on Sunday at the Foundation Room. It's going to be from 11 to 4. We locked in 5 DJs for this. So we can expect everything from some hip-hop to electro, house, funk, soul. It's going to be a pretty tight lineup. We've got Poppy Lace, so that's Jamil from Lace. You guys know that dude, I'm sure.
Heard about him.
Yeah, he's a good dude, great friend of mine. We have DJ ABD, Salim from Bad Rabbits. He'll be coming through for a set. We have Texas Mike as well. He'll be crushing it. He actually just dropped a pretty dope mix called Flowers. It's pretty on point. Then we have Brio and Dusty Digital from the Basement Movement side. So those guys will be coming through with that deep house electro to give us that dope brunch vibe.
Dope nice. Brunch. Not to mention the menu.
Ugh.
I've read it probably 3 times today.
All I know, shrimp and grits is going to be up there. I ain't know y'all knew anything about shrimp and grits up here.
Yes. That shrimp and grits is going to be flying like hotcakes. Nice. It's going to be a great time. Definitely, you know, recommending that reservations are made. We're looking pretty good right now. We've got a bunch of reservations in. So if you guys are coming to the brunch, please make sure that you go to Boston Calendar. You can check it out there. It's just the Boogie Brunch. And make sure you call just so that you guys can get a reservation. But it's going to be popping. No cover to get in. $20 prefix brunch menu includes 1 Bloody Mary. But the Bloody Mary bar will also be popping. And that $20 also includes your brunch, so your meal.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm amped. Booger money.
Booger money.
So one of the things I do at the beginning of the interview is I get people to explain why people should be tuned into them. You just did a pretty good job with that. So booger money.
Yeah.
I know what booger money is.
Okay.
Booger money is when you have enough dough to wipe your nose with hundreds.
Exactly.
But
rewind.
Yes.
Sorry, when something is pretty dope in poetry, we say rewind. So you have to like rewind and say it again.
Rewind remix from you.
Yes, from me. So what do I do now? What
to
do I say now?
Explain it.
What is the booger money?
Oh, the booger money. Yeah. So it's exactly what you said. You know, I mean, honestly, the concept was started almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago on May 14th. So this brunch that we're doing is actually somewhat of an anniversary party. I'm partnering with Basement Movement on this, and they were my first partner that I ever worked with to put on a show at TT the Bears with Nemus, Tiger Man Woe, Casso, and DJ Maestro. So all those guys should be in the house as well. But Booger Money was something that my friend Anthony Lazari and I started back when we were over at Sonic Bids. We always had a bunch of different ideas, and one of the conversations was, look, you know, I just want to have enough money one day that I'll just be able to blow my nose with it. I just want to blow my nose with money. I want booger money.
You're and a capitalist said, through and through.
Exactly. And he said, booger money? All right, that's the name. So from there, we just kept it moving. But what it really means is it's really kind of understanding the power of connecting the dots. You know what I mean? It's like, it's great if you have a solid network and a crew of people, but it's better if you share that network, because your network only goes so far if you're hoarding your crew. Mm. So, I mean, there's enough for everybody to eat. So that's what Booger Money's all about.
Everybody eating.
Everybody's hungry, so everybody should be eating.
Right. No booger forks, though.
Chris. No. No boogers on the forks.
Nah. Clean cutlery only. At the Boogie Brunch.
Yes.
Is it always Boogie Brunch, or is that just this one?
Yeah. So, actually, one of my really good friends, Courtney McCullough, who I used to work with at Karma Loop for a little bit, she runs Toby K Don't Play. I was chilling with her and Little Red Georgette, who I also used to work with at Karma Loop. And we were at Trident just chopping it up about a brunch that we were going to partner on at Trina Starlight Lounge a few months back. And we were trying to figure out a name that would resonate with the brunch. And Courtney said, let's call it the Boogie. And I said, all right, cool. So we started calling it the Boogie Brunch a couple months back at Trina Starlight Lounge. That kind of resonated because it does have a really good kind of feel to it. It just rolls off of the tongue very easily. But before that, it was just a soul brunch. And I would always do it with Leah V. I did it at Estelle's. I did it at Lulu's. The whole concept of it is really just a pop-up spot that people can not only have good food at, but also enjoy themselves.
Yeah, it's always someplace different.
Yeah, yep, always someplace different.
Nice.
The Boogie Brunch. And you do also Mood.
Yeah, Mood.
How was it this weekend?
Hashtag Mood. It was off the chain. So Mood is a monthly party that I work very closely with Leah V on, who is also Puff Piece Presents. We throw this monthly party to kind of just change the mood of the city. So we do that through different music themes. So the first one that we did was a Missy Elliott theme. We did that in the big room at the Sinclair. It was off the chain. And it doesn't mean that we're only going to play Missy Elliott. It's like Missy Elliott inspired. So mm-hmm. you could think about all of the different things that like that touches, like the era, Timbaland, all that.
From Leah, the beats everything. To the everything.
Everything, she, yeah. Everything, the looks. Then we did Mood Divas, which ranged from Celine Dion to Beyonce to Diana Ross.
Did you get my girl Britney in there?
Of course, yo. Britney always. Right. I love Britney Spears. She's great.
Good.
We did that one upstairs in the restaurant. And the last one we had, initially it was going to be hashtag Mood Prince, but everybody was doing this tribute to Prince, and we love Prince, Purple Rain, but we got to let him rest in peace. So we ended up doing a global bass theme, flew Bianca out. So it was Black Lace doing the DJ set. That's Bianca Bracco and Leah V. And it was global bass inspired by Prince.
Global bass. Tell me about that, because I don't know what that means.
It's honestly just heavy bass.
Okay.
Like, heavy bass. You can't stop moving even if you want to stop. You just lose control over your body. You just dance all night long.
That sounds amazing.
It was a great time. Yeah, it was fun.
I can't keep up with the, like, hashtags have just been a nightmare for genres. People just put stuff on SoundCloud. Hashtag, this is, oh no, this is chill wave. Nah, this is global bass. Nah,
right.
This is like funk section. Like, and you're like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah.
SoundCloud music.
You know what? I like SoundCloud. SoundCloud is, I wish Spotify and SoundCloud would make a baby.
Mm.
Like, that would be ideal to me.
Instead, they're trying to battle it out.
Yeah,
the new SoundCloud, as far as I can tell, is junk, the new thing they're pushing.
Yeah.
But, because you can get a catalog now. Now they're doing
really?
Like, yeah, you can, the pay one, well, artists already have to pay just to, like, be able to organize their stream. But, so you can pay and you get access to a catalog. Like, they got me the other day, I was trying to listen to a Big Crit song, and it kept playing only the first 15 seconds, and it was the preview. If you sign up for their full one, you get access to the
Dang,
whole catalog.
Wow, they're just getting you.
But their catalog is tiny. So, like, it's... They kind of had to sign a deal with the majors eventually, but, like, their catalog was, like, it was small. Like, probably, like, a fifth of, like, a Spotify or even a Tidal or anything. So,
wow. Do you have Tidal?
No, and I'm mad at Jay-Z because... People know I rock with Jay pretty much whatever he does.
Yeah.
And he Tidal happened about a month after I bit the bullet and started paying for Spotify. I had finally figured out how to use Spotify so that I liked it. Like, I figured out how to save music, so I had, like, a collection. I didn't have to always search for what I wanted to hear. I, like, right. was figuring out the tips and tricks.
Okay.
And then Tidal happened, but he'll... I need somebody... I hate... As much as I hate monopolies, I just need one of them to win. Like, I hate this exclusive. I get it, but, like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. You know, it's like, I honestly just paid for Apple Music just to listen to Views.
I did too.
Oh, and, my God.
But I don't regret it, though. I don't regret it. Like, there are times in life where you don't mind paying $9.99 for access to some good shit. Mm. Can I say that?
No, we're actually on FM airwaves here. So.
Good stuff.
Some mother just covered the kids' ears.
Oh, sorry, kids. Life is tough. Life is tough,
probably
kids.
A kid you hit on the way
probably.
Over.
Probably. I was just running over him. I was like, I gotta go.
You're teaching them all sorts of lessons today.
Apple Music is pretty dope, though. Like,
yeah.
You have access to a lot of music. I enjoy Apple Music.
So, the
it's
thing...
It's definitely worth it.
I don't know if people realize that, like, we just rent music now. Like, it's like you're renting it. And, like, I'm very into ownership. So, I don't know. Like, I still, you see me, I have the iPod. Apple can't pull this down. Artists can't take their music off it when they want to.
That's true.
That's what's killing me about Jay now. He took all the blueprints off Spotify.
Right.
That's how he's trying to get me to Tidal. I can't listen to new, you know. I don't know. People don't, we really are renting it now. It's like you're basically just going to Blockbuster every time you want to hear a record.
Wow.
And so, like, their catalog can change whenever. So.
Wow. My mind is blown. I wasn't even thinking about it like that. I started collecting vinyl like a year and a half ago. And I love that. Like, I love that feeling of picking up a piece of history, playing it, you know, hearing the imperfections of it and just vibing out. And I know that it's mine, whereas you're right. At any point in time, Spotify can just say bye.
Yeah.
Gone.
And then what would I do? I would be so sad.
That's but there'd true. Be so much music, you'd forget it was your favorite record and you'd find something new.
Yeah.
It's sad, but I don't know.
It's true.
We'll figure it out. Hey, I want to play a record. Maybe take a picture of you, tweet it out so people know to tune in. We'll come back and finish this off.
Cool.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
Booger Money, LFOD. We're going to hear these guys. I always play this jam. I've been rocking it lately. The Lazarus Taxons, Anywayzer. You know Lazarus Taxon?
I don't.
One guy's, you know Jake the Snake?
Yep.
He's half of it. And then I don't know the other dude.
Okay.
But Jake makes me laugh on the internet. Shout out to White People Wednesday and Russian Souvenirs. This is Anywayzer. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Let it breathe one time, and let it breathe two times. Let it breathe one time, and let it breathe two times. Breathe one time, let it breathe.
Lazarus Paxton. Shaky hands, their Mercedes-Benz wheels. The soundtrack be the raindrops on the windshield. Driving to some little club in Springfield. Jealousy gotten many a king killed. His whole night be ruined. Thinking what his girl might be doing. Be the same thing he most likely doing. It's called projecting. His mind might be infected. Love could heal or be your weapon. Depending on your intentions. You smell me?
She wanna get, but she ain't gon' get it from me. Who am I kidding? That she pop and shit in the days. No, she wanna get, but she ain't gon' get it from me.
What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't flow? You call them, but your friends don't show. You're planting, but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. Looking back, my father really ain't a bad man. Compare him to other men that my mom attracted.
Some were losers, drug dealers and some users. Some got physical and hit it, chipped a tooth and got abusive. And it had me wishing that this was dead. I even went so far as to go and put cash on his head. And now I heard he got a disease and he dying slow. Guess karma's real, I don't know.
I'm not
what happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
She wanna be a star so bad, but you have to learn. Eventually every star will crash and burn. Dead men make money because ashes earn. He already had his shot and now he passed his turn. As they meet, his star is beginning to die, right? Her star is new, beginning to shine bright. They say you always see it in the hindsight. Never when the time's right. The story of my life.
What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old. What happens when your glitter don't glow? You call them but your friends don't show. You're planting but your seeds won't grow. I heard a storyteller never gets old.
Lazarus Taxons, Anyways, or Live Free or Die. We got Drea. She's sliding over again. She's hiding behind a monitor.
I just don't know this mic. That
no,
mic.
You can use that mic, but look at you can.
I can move the mic.
Oh.
Wow. It's an on demand.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It comes to me when I tell it to. Okay. Hi.
Yeah, it sounds awful to the listener.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, Drea.
Sam.
You're a hustler.
I am.
I'm
a hustler.
I want to real quickly, there's a couple things I want to touch on real fast. One, Boston scene. I saw you the other day on Facebook, and you were saying either you're a part of the culture or you're complaining about it.
Yes.
Get in or get out or shut up, basically.
Yes.
You said it much nicer than that.
Right. A little bit of finesse to the words, a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, Boston is an interesting city. I lived in LA for about 5 years between the ages of 21 to 26. It was amazing. I'm originally from Massachusetts. I'm from Springfield, 413.
413.
But yeah, I mean, you know, in the time that I've lived in Boston, one of the best things about this city is that it's big enough to make an impact in, but small enough to connect the dots in order for you to make that impact. Whereas when you look at other cities that are really big, really metropolitan, like you're looking at New York, you're looking at LA, you're looking at Chicago, it seems like there's a lot of comparison to those cities in Boston, but it's like apples to oranges. It's not the same thing. And I don't think there's anything wrong with Boston being its own little city. I think there are a lot of people in this city that are trying to make it go. You being one of them, LFOD being one of them, you know, doing your thing. Booger Money being one of them.
Definitely.
There's a few people in the scene. And I think people are open-minded here as long as you try. But if you're complaining all the time that there's no culture and then I don't know you or Sam doesn't know you, then you're probably not in it.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Do your research and don't pop up out of nowhere either saying, oh, this isn't happening because I probably didn't look that hard for it, so I'm going to start doing my own thing and then get surprised a year later when you actually, like, find the real. So
right.
do your research.
Real, shout out to Cassius.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it, though. I do see a lot of people doing things. I think people have stopped complaining because people do. That was always the big thing in Boston. Oh, it sucks. There's nothing going on.
Right.
Well, you know, maybe there's not the machine to put it right in your face. Like, hey, this is happening. Go to it. But if you look a little bit, you're going to find some dope stuff. And they've all been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Look at The Wave.
The Wave. The Collective dudes.
Huge.
Crushing it. That is honestly my favorite day party in the city. If you guys are listening, I want to work with you guys. Let's do a brunch.
Connect those dots.
Connect the dots.
Wave brunch. Booger brunch. Booger wave.
Yes, yes.
Wave money. We're getting a phone call. We never get phone calls.
Oh.
Did you give out the number?
No.
Well, let's find out then. See if I can answer it correctly. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, just wondering if someone can let me in.
Someone can let you in? Oh, yeah. Yep. Sure. 1 second.
Thanks.
Skybar, the next DJ, having me do his dirty work. Pass out your cell phone number, Skybar. She sounded nice, though.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have a good
nice.
Show coming up.
I bet it'll be awesome.
Completely distracting. Wave money, yeah.
Yes. Wave money. Ooh, that sounds good. I like that.
Wave money.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, another thing just to note is that there does come a point where the market can become oversaturated. You know, there's a fine science to working on events and a fine line between being a promoter and not being a promoter, right?
Right.
It's a very gray line. It's almost perforated in a sense.
There's a lot of gray lines, and that I'm interested to see because we're sort of, I think, a little bit of a renaissance is taking place in the city.
Yep.
I'm very curious to see if we can get over that hump that seems to have sidetracked a lot of these movements in the past in Boston. Cause it has a tendency where it is kind of small and people can see your moves and then they can think, oh, if they can do that, I can do that. Everyone wants to be the plug and they want to all do it themselves. And very curious to see if we can actually work together and sort of conglomerate, you know, get together and push it rather than scratching at each other.
For sure, for sure. I mean, I am a big proponent of collaboration and not particularly competition.
Right.
I think it's important to include other people, and everybody has a vision. So if there's some way to cultivate that vision and turn it into a reality, I think it's amazing. You know, like there are so many creative minds in this city working on different things at any given time. Just imagine if everybody came together. I mean, for me personally, a lot of people don't even know that I am the person behind Booger Money. Like they know what Booger Money is or they've heard of it, but I'm more of a behind the scenes type of person.
That's why I rock with you. You're like, I was thinking about it today. You're kind of like an assassin. You're like secret about it. You're all like quiet, but then you pop up and like it's executed and it's good. Like, oh, that was dope.
Yeah. Right?
Boom, boom, boom. Kill it. Get out. We're running out of time, which pains me to say.
It's this is all my fault, listeners. This
You're
is,
coming back, though, this is, right?
I hope so. If I'm invited back, just for the record, Sam has a three-strike rule. If you guys are friends with him or, you know, if you want to be friends with him, you only get three times to flake. You actually shouldn't flake ever, but according to Sam, this is my second strike because I thought the show started at 8, but it actually ends at 8. So, you guys, you know.
Maybe it was, you know, maybe. Yeah. Maybe you just fouled the pitch off, you know. It wasn't that bad. You took a good hack at it, and, you know.
Thanks.
A for effort.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're still in the box, though, right?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Of course.
No, it's three strikes. I hate flakes. It's a three-strike hard cut.
No, hashtag no flakes allowed.
No flakes, only frosting.
LFOD.
Let the people know where to find your show.
Yeah.
Your show.
Yeah. For sure.
And
so come to the Boogie Brunch at the Foundation Room Sunday the 15th from 11 to 4. That's coming up. Sam and I also have something in the works. You guys will hear a little bit more about
that.
Oh,
they heard about
as well.
It. June 16th, 2016.
You know, mark
Middle
your calendars.
East upstairs.
Mark
and
your calendar.
If people are trying to collaborate with you, where can they find you?
Yep. You can find me at Booger Money on Twitter or www.boogermoney.com. Yo, I know you. How are you? but yeah, or shoot me an email, Drea@boogermoney.com. Drea@boogermoney.com. All you guys, be safe. Keep it real. I'll see you at brunch.
See you at brunch Sunday morning. We'll all be there. Come say what up.
Peace.
Peace. Priscilla.
Good night.
Next week we'll do it.
Be light.
Wait a second. Yep, we'll be back next Tuesday, 7 p.m., LFOD Radio. You can hear the Granite State Podcast at lfodradio.com and all sorts of good stuff. lfodmusic.com to hear about that show Drea was just talking about. And we'll be sharing the Boogie Brunch info, too, on all our pages. So check it out. Come boogie. Live free or die.
Vendo ontem de amor.